Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara, here. Are you there, Barbara?
Yeah, I'm here, everybody, and I'm excited to be here. Hi.
And our guest today is Maureen Scanlon, and lady who shares my birthday, and a motivational speaker. Are you there, Maureen?
I'm here. Excited to be here with you guys, as always.
Oh, great. Hi, Maureen. We're so happy that you are here.
I'm happy always to be in the presence of beautiful people like you.
You always seem so happy, but you are a motivational speaker. So what if you're feeling down and your job is to, like, help other people to basically feel better, solve problems, talk through problems? Yeah, how? How do you stay up all the time?
Well, it's awesome. Well, it's so funny because I'm a life coach, and Jonathan got a little taste of it this week. We had a nice little coaching session over the phone, but, you know, and I have people that come and they'll be like, "You're so energetic." And I said, "Well, what good would I be as a life coach if I was just monotone and low energy? Like, how is that going to motivate anyone? You know, it's my method. If they don't work for myself, how are they going to work for other people? If I'm not up and happy and following it, how are they going to, you know, follow that lead?"
Yeah, so you are naturally just a very good one. So that is awesome. What have you been working on with people mostly lately? What seems to be the biggest concern? I mean, I'm thinking it's going to be the coronavirus that people call you up with. What are their concerns lately?
It's so interesting because you can see a shift, you know, in energy, and it'll be like everything will be kind of slow for a minute, and then all of a sudden I'm getting all of these calls, and it could be anything. It could be anything from I've had couples this week. I've got 2, 3, or 4 new clients in the last few days. It's just whatever is going on in someone, they may think it's I need career coaching or I need couples, whatever, and really – it all boils down to, are you in alignment and are you happy with the beliefs that you have and do you know what you're capable of? I tell my husband, it's pretty simple. People come and all I do is just say, "Hey, did you know you have a choice to believe something different?" And most people don't know that. And it's crazy to think, how do we not know that? But we get lost in our belief programming. So it's fun to open that up for people and see them change their life.
Oh, that's wonderful. Do most people call you for the paranormal side as well as just the life coaching? Because you are a medium, correct?
Right. I get, you know, I don't advertise that a whole lot. And that really came out through the life coaching when I started channeling and getting these messages from individual spirit teams, and that's when I discovered really that I had that mediumship ability to say, "Oh, hey, your team is speaking," and they're valid, and I get validated. I get the full body chills when I'm coaching. I'll be like, "Oh, your spirit team is here. Let's see who will come through." So the medium was secondary to the coaching, and so I think it all fell in line with what my purpose was, and maybe the universe just said, "Hey, we've got a lot more in store for you, but let's start here."
That's great, and it showed it to you. You were shown. Did you feel signs? Did you see things to where you're like, "Hey, I'm a medium here"? I mean, that must have been an amazing moment.
It was. I was thinking about a new client that was coming one day, and she came, and I had gotten this message from spirit, and I got this picture, this image of a motorcycle, and I said, "Oh, okay, a motorcycle. I'll mention that to the client," and they corrected me and said, no, this is a dirt bike." And I'm like, "Well, I don't know the difference." And so I said, "Okay, dirt bike." So the client came, and I said, "Hey, I just want to let you know I tried to get in touch with your spirit team, and this is what they showed me. They showed me this dirt bike." she started crying. And I said, oh, my goodness, what's going on? And she said her brother had passed away 2 years previously from diabetes. And she's very much a tomboy, and she's in the LGBTQ community. And so she's very much into big trucks and skateboards and dirt bikes. And he hated her riding this dirt bike. And when she came for her reading, when I said to her about the dirt bike, when she cried, it was because she actually put it up for sale that day. And so, you know, it was just good validation for her that her brother was near. He knows what's going on, and he's with you. So it was really interesting.
Yeah,
that
wow.
was kind of
but
first,
I mean, that's detail.
First experience.
That's a major detail. Wow, I love that.
We have a
go
caller.
Ahead, Johnny.
Are you okay with me?
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
We have a caller. Are you, yeah, okay. All right, I'm going to go
well,
ahead
hold
and put
on.
The first
for 1 second.
Move.
Just okay. Caller, could you hold on okay. for 1 second before please go on with you, because, I mean, that was an amazing thing that Maureen just told us. I mean, that's a detailed, that's a detail. And she gets these
yeah.
details all the time, and I'm very impressed because I have been on the show for a long time, and I've met a lot of psychics, and it's not always so detailed of when you have a reading and a person gets on the phone with you or sees you, and you mentioned dirt bike, and that just happened that day with her dirt bike. That is very, very a detail that is like, wow. I mean, there's no denying that. How would you have ever known that? Wow.
And that's how my readings go, Barbara, and it's been like amazing to me that I learned how to just take what they're giving me, even if it doesn't make sense to me. I just give it, and I have gotten some really, really cool things. And all of my readings are that way, where I come up with these, you know, I have these specifics that I'm given, and someone will say, there's no way you would have known that. I had a friend, if I can elaborate, I'm sorry, I don't mean to, like, you know, monopolize the whole conversation, but this is cool, Barbara, because I'm so excited about it, too. I had a friend that I did a reading on, and I'm shown who the spirit is. So it's either on your mother's side, not related to your parents. It's in the middle. I can see if it's contemporary, if it's a child, if it's a grandparent. So I'm shown visually at what level this person is. Did this reading with someone. And I said, well, this is a grandparent on your father's side, but it's pretty high up. I said, it's not like an immediate grandparent, but it's pretty high up. And this person is letting me know they are your guardian. They're always watching out for you, protecting you. They keep you from getting into accidents and stuff like that. And so I'm giving her the information about the person. And I come up with this, because they'll give me names. They usually give me the two initials. And I said, well, it's H-A. And I said, so I don't know who that is, but this is the information they're giving me. And he was letting me know he was about books or something like this. And she had no idea. After our reading, she asked her mother, she said, do you know anything about dad's, you know, relatives? Well, they found a funeral announcement from her great-grandfather who died a year before she was born, and his name was something Halloran, H-A something, and the fact that it was a great-grandparent that she'd never even met that let us know that he was with her was, and he was an author, he was a writer, so he was really into books. So it was a really cool, those
cool.
details are the neatest thing, because I'm like, it helps me too to keep following what they give me.
Knowing you are on the right track too, and I mean, you're just fine-tuned and very sensitive. So, okay, we have a caller waiting, and let's see what happens with this caller. And hopefully they
right.
will want to do something with the mediumship. So, hey, caller. Hi, you're on live with Maureen Scanlon. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Hello.
Oh, great.
Hello.
Is it Sandy?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi.
It's Monday night.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, it's your turn with Maureen. I can't wait to hear this. Candy,
hi.
A regular caller, Maureen. So
hi, how are you? How are
fun.
You?
I love it. Nice to meet you, Sandy. What's going
nice
on with you today?
Thank you. Oh,
you too.
Boy, just working life and loving life, you know.
Good for you. You're staying in a good place of a peace and alignment in spite of what you see around you, right?
I do, yes.
Wonderful. Is there anything that I can help you with today that you want to know?
So I keep seeing 11-11. 11-11.
Yep.
But then I'm also seeing numbers, just numbers. 333, 222, 555.
Yes, I love it. So you know that the 1111 in numerology is the highest number of power to let you know that you're on the path and that the universe is stating to you, this is new beginning, this is illumination, and this is a brand new beginning for you. And then when you go
right.
with your 333s and 555s, and I think a lot of us during COVID are all kind of experiencing that, those that are, you know, enlightened and awakened, and we believe those things, and we watch for those messages from spirit to say, hey, what's going on? So the wonderful thing about the 333 is a catalyst of change. So if you're getting 1111 and you're getting 333 and 444, 1111 is new changes, new beginnings, fresh starts. 333 is a catalyst of change. So 3 is a change number. So it's saying new beginnings, you have changed. 444 is the trust number. So it's all, see how it's all intertwined? It's new beginnings, new change, trust us in this process. So definitely spirit is talking to you and saying you're doing well.
Okay. And I feel like I'm doing well, you know. But I just think it was weird that I'm seeing these odd numbers for the past few weeks.
Yes, and you know, your spirit team will find a way to communicate with you in so many different ways and ways that they know that you're going to recognize them. So, you know, whether people hear a song that reminds them of something or, you know, symbolically the animals, the hummingbirds, something that your mother really loved, if she really loved daisies, you're going to start seeing daisies if your mom's trying to communicate. So it's great that you're aware and you don't ignore it and take it for granted. So that's definitely your spirit team saying, we're here with you, we're letting you know we're here with you, and we support you.
Okay. Any messages from my dad? I talk to him every day.
Okay.
And so Friday was 17 years that he's been gone. So that was really hard.
Let me see what I can get right now with Dad. And he has to be, you know, he has to be the one that comes through and wants to be willing to meet with me. So
right.
Let's see if I can come in. Okay. Okay. So I'm getting a D name. I am getting Dad's side. I'm getting your father's side. So let me see if it's I get a lot of, like, he wasn't the most emotional man, like, at expressing his emotions.
Yeah.
He was a very stoic man, but he also was a very, like, when he spoke, people listened. He was like, you know, that old commercial, E.F. Hutton, when E.F. Hutton speaks, you know, people listen. So he wasn't a man of many words, but he was a man that people listen to.
Right.
I'm seeing I keep seeing like a tie, like a necktie.
No.
It was in some kind of, I got business. I've got a business vibe from him.
No, he was far from business. No.
See, so, and this may, you know, this may be on his side as well. So I don't know if it could also be an uncle, but I'm getting a D name. And I'm getting a business. I'm getting a business vibe from this person, and they were pretty important. You feel like they were a boss, some type.
Hmm.
But they're with you a lot, so they're letting you know I have full bills right now, and that's their validation for me that they're talking to me, and we're definitely communicating. Whoever this person is, but I am getting that it's equal to your father. It could be, so it's a contemporary to your father, so it could be uncle, friend, cousin,
okay.
It could be brother, something like that, but he is on that side. He's not above, so he isn't a grandparent, but I am getting that he's with you a lot. He's with you a lot when you have questions. Sometimes, when you get questions, an answer comes and you'll go, what the heck? What did I think of that? Well, where did that come from? So this spirit in your spirit team, because we have different types of spirits in our guide team, that you have protective guides, you have your angel guides, you have your ancestral guides, you have your angel guides. So this one I'm getting is a protective guide who really kind of leads you on a path when you don't have clarity. And I just got validation. So full body chills there. So it's a D name, and I'm getting a DA. So David, Daniel, something like that, on your father's side. And he's just saying, just know that I'm with you and I'm helping you along. That's what he's telling me. And I still get there's a business side to this person. So this is not dad. This is dad's side. But this is a person who he was looked up to. He was a leader. He was a boss. He was something where he wasn't a man of many words, but he was definitely respected. And he just sends that message to you that he's with you often to give you clarity and to guide you whenever you have any questions.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know anybody, so I'll have to maybe text my aunt and see maybe if she knows, because I don't know I don't know anybody.
Yeah.
I'm even thinking like names, or you know what I mean? I'm thinking of like middle names or something too.
I often get spirits that will communicate with even their nicknames. Like my grandfather's name was William, but when he comes through, it's Bud, because that's what everybody called him. So, yeah, I know it's hard to remember our entire ancestral history, and we don't know who's who, but I can't choose who comes through. They choose to bring them whatever message there is. And so this person is there, and do a little bit of research with your relatives and just say, hey, did we have a Daniel, a David, someone on dad's side of the family? Or maybe his name was, John, and he went by John, maybe it was John Daniel and he went by Danny, something like that. But they're going to come through the way they want to come through, not the way that we understand it.
Okay.
All right.
This is mind-boggling.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Sandy. Yes.
Yes,
thank
ma'am.
You, Sandy. It comes to you sometimes later, like, oh, it was that person she was talking about. So that'll be interesting if you ask your aunt and then call us back on another broadcast and let us know that comes to you. But it's so interesting, and everybody has a spirit team. I've never heard of it called a team before. I just heard of it as spirit guides, but a team. So how many people usually makes up the team of spirit guides
right.
for each person?
Yeah.
Yeah, how many?
Yeah.
Well,
weird.
It's really...
Go ahead. Oh, no. I just had a question. Was it you that I spoke to last week about the guy with the freezer? Who was that I speaking
to? Was that Johnny Vanessa or was that Dale about the freezer?
Oh, I have
it was
no idea.
Either, okay,
I no
remember
idea.
It very well, though. It's a freezer. I think it was,
yeah.
It was one of our psychics, and I remember that very well. And that was a big detail.
Yeah,
and that was your boyfriend's freezer, and that you're something to do with somebody needed to do take care of that freezer. And did they take care of it, Sandy?
You know what? I don't know because I messed it up. I blew that. I don't know. I blew that relationship. I don't know.
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
You never blow anything. You never lose anything that's intended for you, Sandy. I want you to know that. So wherever you are is exactly where you're supposed to be. And if that is no longer in your life, it is not because you did anything wrong. It was because you chose something that your higher self and your spirit team wanted for you. And even if it's the lesson, even if it comes with pain, they wanted that growth for you. So I never want you to look at any experience in your life as wasted, regretful, failure, none of it, because you haven't blown anything. What you've done is just sifted and sorted through the things in your life that serve you best. And whether it's growth through pain or growth through joy, it doesn't matter. It's still growth. Okay?
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
You're good.
All right.
Keep setting your desires out there and then meeting it in that way with letting go of the pain by releasing that, the old, and knowing that, hey, this is what I want. And then you're bringing the new by going forward to something that you want rather than looking back at something that wasn't supposed to be meant for you anyway.
Okay. Makes sense. Yeah. Well, it makes sense.
Good news.
Good.
Okay,
right,
good. And
you.
We're glad you're happy, Sandy. So thank you. And we always love hearing from her. We do. Yeah.
Okay.
Strong person. She's a very strong person. She made it through COVID. She's a nurse. She's highly regarded out there. So thank you, Sandy, for everything you're doing. All right.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Maureen.
All right.
That was cool. That was very cool. I liked that. All the advice and everything was wonderful. So, what do we have, Johnny?
You see how it has to work? Yay!
Yeah.
Have area code 541 is next.
Oh, hi, caller. You are on with, you're a medium. I almost said psychic, but she's a medium life coach. So, how are you today? What is your name? You're on with Maureen Live.
Hi, Maureen. My name is Anna, and I just wanted to speak just to the last person, because when you were mentioning names and you said Dad, and I'm thinking, it's Dad. There's no Dave.
Oh,
that's so funny. That's what I thought. I'm like, stands for Dad.
I mean,
it's a great spin, but I think sometimes we too want to hear from, and I can't accommodate, you know what I mean, and make that up to someone and say, yeah, it's probably Dad. I have to give what comes through, but it's a nice way to relate it too. But I didn't get Dad. I got that it's a name, an actual surname.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you,
okay.
Anna. I love that.
Well, I heard
that's
you speak
cute.
It in between two names, and I thought, well, there it is. It's right there.
That really speaks for doing this right now, and I so appreciate what you're doing, because this is what we do as humans. We want the pieces in there, and we want to, like, make it fit. And it's not like they're like, they're not going to try to help us out. We're going to get what we want you to have. And we do in life. I think we want to reason everything out, and it's not always that when it comes to, you know, spirit and being spiritual. Sometimes you just got to go with it and just take what's given and not try to figure it out.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. So my question has to do with a family issue. My father died about 8 years ago and left his house to me and my brother. And the house has been pretty demolished by Hurricane Sandy and people breaking in and ripping things off and a whole lineage of garbage that's happened. And my brother is back there taking care of it, but he's not taking care of anything. And so I'm just wondering if you can see any insight, or if my father can come through and give some input on what to do. I'm handicapped. I'm disabled on the East Coast, on the West Coast, and the house is in New York. My brother's half an hour away, but it's overwhelming to him, and so he keeps putting it off and not doing anything. And
okay.
I'm just concerned that it's never going to get taken care of. It's never going to get sold. I could certainly use the money from it right now, and I'm afraid he's going to leave it to his brother, his son, you know, and burden his son with it, that something medically will happen to me and my brother, and nothing will ever happen.
Okay, let me see. Let's see if we can at least get some guidance for you, see if anyone wants to step forward for you. Okay. I'm waiting for validation. I'm getting an A-N, Antonio, Anthony, Tony.
Andy.
There you go.
My brother is Andy.
You know, I was just given a vision. So the vision, full body chill, so that was validation. So I'm getting, have you ever seen the picture of the dove with the, what is it that they carry in their mouth, that leaf?
Oh, the olive leaf, the olive branch?
Yes, that's what I just got, which means someone is trying to send a message that they want peace. And so they don't want any dispute going on over this. So what you're being directed to is that, A, it's just stuff. And they don't want this to come between you and your brother. Because in the end, when we leave this world, none of that stuff matters. And right now, your father just does not care about that at all. What he cares about is the legacy that he left, and that his children love one another. Full body validation right now. So he's literally, that's what he showed me, is just, he's saying, I just want peace. I just want them to be at peace. I want peace between the two of them. And the olive branch is a really good way of saying, reach out to your brother, communicate these things in honor of your father. Because he doesn't care about the house. He cares about you guys. And he doesn't want anything like that, monetary, materialistic, or anything to come in the way of that. And he understands now that he's in spirit that none of that stuff matters anymore. So focus more on the relationship with your brother than the actual house. And when you have these open, honest conversation with your brother, and you want to help him understand you, and you want to understand him, and do it, and he wants me to, okay, he's talking. Okay. He keeps saying, do it in honor of me. Do it in honor of me. Do it for me. do it for me. So he's saying that over and over and over to me. I just want them to love each other, and I just want them to do it in honor of me. So his message to you is, please just nurture the relationship, and the rest will fall into peace. And if the house falls to pieces or it just goes to the wayside, don't worry about that. Even though you think you need that money, you don't. You'll be taken care of. You will be just fine. But the more important thing is the nurturing of the relationship with your brother in honor of your father.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's been 8 years, and there have been many conversations we've had where I didn't bring it up. I never pressured him, you know, but I'm just feeling more of an urgency.
You're stifling it down.
He's not calling me back. He's gone a month already without calling. I just called again the other day.
You're stifling down the talking about it because it's uncomfortable and it's conflict for you. But what happens is when you do that, you build resentment, and you can't have this open, loving, compassionate conversation when we have resentment for one another. So he's saying that's why your father really is coming through and saying, just don't worry about that stuff. Just build the relationship and the rest of it will fall into place with him. And your brother, I'm getting a sense that your brother, he's feeling overwhelmed with it. He knows his obligation, and he feels a responsibility to you, and so he wants to avoid the conversation with you because he feels as if he's failing in taking care of what he knows he needs to, but he feels overwhelmed in doing it.
Mm-hmm. You know, he said he needs help. I told him get help, you know, but he's just not doing anything. You know,
yeah.
I mean,
and you may reach just that point where you just let it go. You just release it and just say, it's okay. It's okay. Rather lose that than lose my brother. And that's the message that I'm getting clearly from your spirit team and from your father, that just that does not matter. All that matters is that relationship that you have as your father's children, and he wants to be honored in that way.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can I ask another brief question?
Like, he's wrapping his arms in a circle for you, so he has full validation right there. He's literally, like, he's got his arms in a circle, you know, with his fingertips touching, like, I'm hugging her, so let her know that. So he's there. He's there for you.
Oh, that's cool. I have what I call a gremlin, and it may not be a gremlin, but that's what I've labeled it as, that takes things from me and makes them disappear for months and returns them in very odd places and odd timing. I even had, braces, a retainer from braces, adult braces. I've had it on my lap while I was driving, and all of a sudden I felt weird, and I searched for it. It was gone, and it turned up later in a bag of popcorn that I came out of the movies with months later. You know, right now.
It's
humor sometimes, and sometimes it just does it to annoy me. Right now, I'm missing two gift credits from Apple worth $400. And it may not have been this gremlin. It may have been somebody who was staying at my house that took them. I knew where I had left them because I was about to buy it. I was about to finally use them online, and I decided to check around for other prices before I pushed the button. And then soon after, it disappeared. So I'm wondering if you can... Yeah, I could write a book about some of the things that have happened. It took an earring off my ear while I was sleeping. And
oh, my goodness. You should write a book about that. So my specialty is not entities or anything. It sounds like just a really harmless, little mischievous entity. So it doesn't sound like anything dark or anything. It just plays with you, which is cute. I like that. It's not my specialty. I do understand about them, but not to the level where I communicate. So my goal is obviously spirit team and those who have passed. But from a life coaching point of view, I can say this. This is one way that really works. When you lose those things, or those things get misplaced, or the gremlin takes them, I want you to say this to yourself. My desire to find it is greater than my fear that it is lost. And I will guarantee you it will appear. It's one of those things where when we try to manifest something that we need or we want or we desire, by putting the more pertinent and potent energy out there, so the more positive one, it just clears our mind and then we find it. And I've experienced that many a time where I'm like, oh, God, where'd my glasses go? And then I'll stop and say that. My desire to find it is greater than my fear that it is lost. And all of a sudden I get, oh, I know where it is. And so I want you to just at least try that for now. And then I definitely think you should research more the gremlin with someone who works more with entities that are trying to communicate in the physical world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this being, every once in a while I can feel its energy. It's I almost know his personality, but I can't quite fine-tune. You know, I mean, he took a ring off my finger while I was putting on a pair of gloves in the winter, and I thought, okay, I can't stop on the street now to find it. I'll find it later. And over a month later, I reached into my pocket to get a hard candy that I'd already been eating a moment ago. I had a ginger candy, and I reached in to get another one. And I went, what's this hard thing? So he put the ring back in my pocket.
Wow. It's a playful one, which is good. So you know that it's a dark thing. It's nothing evil. It's not a shadow. It's, you know, it's great that it's just a playful one. It could be a little annoying at times, but
very
make
annoying.
Sure that your mindset is stronger, that you say, okay, now this is not okay, and my desire to find this is greater than the fear of it being lost or my fear of you doing anything. So
yeah.
I think you're okay, and it's kind of fun, but probably not fun for you.
No, it's very annoying because it interferes with what I'm trying to do. Can you see if that's what took those credit things, or if it was the person who was living here? I mean, I didn't go there for quite a long time, and then I thought, you know, it could have been Jonathan.
Yeah, I'm feeling like it's in a really obvious place that you just haven't been alert enough to see. So I'm seeing like it's like in your wallet, but it's like tucked under something, or it's in a drawer and it's just like on its side somewhere. It's like a really obvious place, and you're going to find it and go, oh, you know what? I remember putting it there. So when you do that mindset about my desire to find it is greater than my fear of it being lost, it's going to come to you immediately, and you're going to go, oh, I know where I put them.
Yeah.
It is still, I think they're all right. Still with you. I'm not getting that anybody stole them.
Okay, because I've been holding off confronting the other person because he lived here for a month, and he certainly did enough other damage with his dog. So I didn't want to accuse him, and it took me a long time to even go there in my mind that maybe it wasn't my gremlin friend, you know.
Yeah.
I just immediately went there.
You hit it from, because you had those feelings, or you had that fear that they were, oh, nice. You somewhere,
well,
in plain sight.
It's form of a letter.
You just have to.
They're not actual little cards. It's in the form of a letter, and I had it, and I put it on the table at the end of my couch, which is where
mm-hmm.
I was researching the iPad, and then I never saw it again.
It's on its side. It's on its side somewhere. Like it's not laying flat, but it's upside. How it would fit inside a book or something, or against a drawer or something like that. That's all I'm getting that I can. It's up on its side somewhere. It's in your home. I feel like it's in your home.
Okay. Well, hopefully.
Great.
I'm just doing
awesome. Well, great. Let us know if you do find that. But that happens to me too, and I'm wondering, because I have weird things like that, paranormal things that have happened to me too. So cool. And we will look for a person who can enlighten us, right, Maureen? Because everybody has talents to do, things a little bit differently, and you see things differently than others. So you're saying if we have entity issues, we need to
research and find somebody to deal with that, because that's what I have too, just like the caller.
Yes. Yes.
You don't work with that that much, huh?
Well, the thing is that when and everybody has psychic abilities, everybody has these abilities to communicate with spirit. And so, and it's funny that you said how many people are in our spirit team earlier, and I was going to go into that. So what I was given when I asked that question, I was in meditation once and I had asked that, and the knowledge that I got from that was super cool. So you have source or God, whatever anybody deems as their higher power, and then you have this whole universe of spirit team. And what's cool about that is, it just like down here, how we all have different careers, it's the same thing with spirits. So you've got all these different spirits with their different jobs, and there's no hierarchy. It's just everybody has a different thing to do. And what I have found was, when I was doing readings, it was the funniest thing. I was doing a reading on a young lady one time, and I kept getting shown a jury box. And I kept going, what the heck is that? Well, her spirit team was telling me there were 12 of them. And so I said, and I said, because she said, how many are there? And I said, I feel like you have like this jury box. And they were women. And they were all women. And they were like older women. And they were like cheerleaders. And I said, they were a really like fun bunch. We'll come to find out she was a hospice nurse, like a hospice social worker that was there with people, and she would help them pass. And so her and I believed that those were her ladies, that the people that she had helped at the end of their life have a wonderful passing. And so, but to see a jury box, so some people can have, like I said, sometimes only one person comes through, but we all have a team. It just depends on how to step forward and communicate.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's wonderful. I'm always trying to tap into mine.
Did you answer your question, ma'am?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, ma'am.
Great.
All right.
Thank you for calling.
Okay,
I'd like to take a minute, Johnny. The caller probably would not mind if I just interject something very important halfway through our show, actually more than halfway through our show, which is, how do we find Maureen? And we find her on our website called lifecoachmaureen.com. Yes, and you can see the book you wrote. You can order that. My dog is more enlightened than I am. A book you wrote, which is so fun, I think. I love the title. I haven't read it yet, but it looks really good. And everything, you can connect with you there. You can, book you. It's all right there. And I saw you on Facebook too. We're connected. So, but I think that's where you can connect with everything about you. Am I correct?
You are. Thank you so much for that. I appreciate that so much. And completed my second book. That will be, it's going to be published in January, and it's, my dog is my relationship coach. So, and with the dog theme.
It's true, though. I mean, they are smart. We don't really know, but everything they're thinking, but I think it's more than what we think they are. So, everybody, check it out. Read the first one, get the new one. I see it's on Amazon, and read all about Maureen. And I love your website, by the way. It's done very nicely. Good job on that.
Thank you. Okay. Oh, I'm so touched. Thank you. I appreciate it.
It seems like, you're welcome. It seems like Johnny seems to be really antsy over there. What's going on, Johnny? You have a caller waiting?
Oh, we have a caller. Yes. Okay. Caller, area code 860.
Well, they can hear the show while they're waiting, so I think they're going to be okay. Hi, caller. It's your turn. You're on live on Life, Laughter, Happiness with Maureen Scanlon, life coach. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Great.
Hi. Hello.
Who are we talking to today?
Your voice.
This is Amala.
Amala, yes.
Hi.
Welcome. Happy Monday.
Thank you. So I have a question. Actually, this is kind of general, it's the beginning of August and September. I don't know. I'm like, it's interesting. I am like fire. I'm already fiery, but like, oh my goodness, I feel like a burst of light. I just do. And I feel like some really good stuff is going to happen. Like, I'm going to meet somebody, like the one. I'm going to meet him. I really do. I don't know what it is. I let go of the other person, and it's just, boom, it's gone. And it was a while with that one. And
wow.
I was wondering if you feel from that. And Sarah, it's just crazy. In the last, this full moon has really heightened it and speeded it up.
I love it, and I'm literally, well, first of all, your vibe brings your tribe, and I'm feeling you because I'm high energy, and I'm just like you. I'm like, woo! So I love your energy. You are fire, and yeah, I completely agree with you. Whatever it was that you were doing or you had, you have, like, completely let go of it. Like, you made this, like, extreme shit. Ooh, I got validation from your spirit team. I got complete the feeling of you did finally the release work you needed, and you let it go. And you are absolutely right, because you have such a powerful desire to meet that person that is your twin flame and who's going to love you and accept you 100% for who you are, because you finally learned how to love yourself. I can hear it in your voice and in your energy.
Yes. Yes. I really did. You got me. You're right on target. I really learned to love myself through this process and what I deserve. This other person was just the perfect recipe for me to learn that I do deserve and I do value myself, and somebody should value me because I value me. There you go.
Yes. You literally look like cleared out, you know, when you're walking down a trail and there's things and there's trees all day, your path like is all cleared of that now. And I literally see you like meeting that desire. So you're matching by your vibration that I can hear in you. You're matching that desire because you now, it is by going through that last relationship. It was great. It was an experience for you because it was that last thing that you needed to say, okay, I got it now. And now I can see the man, the person I want, the partner I want in my life. And you have a clear picture and you set your bar and you will not lower that bar ever again. But this was the last step of you like letting that anchor go. And you're ready. You're so ready.
Do you feel or sense when this can be happening, or can you sense the man, or like, can you describe him? I can't.
Let me see what I get. Let me see what your team has to say about you. I'm thinking your team's probably going to be enthusiastic because you are. Let's see.
What was that? I'm sorry.
I'm getting that this person is.
Wow.
So this person is like someone that you would never think you would be with. Like you're going to meet this person and you're going to go, oh my gosh, I never thought I would ever be with someone like this. And like you guys are going to meet and it's going to be this kind of like this where you're going to be like, it's so easy. He gets me. He likes my quirkiness. He likes all the weird things that I do. He likes the same things that I do. It would be that when you see him. But it's a person that you would not think you would be with.
Wow.
And
okay,
it's not someone that you know now. It's not someone that you're familiar with now. It's going to come out of the blue.
Okay. Do you have a sense of what time frame? Do you know what time frame by any chance?
Humans. Look how I want to know exactly what date, time, second, minute, hour it's going to be. I love it. That's our humanness. I'm going to see. Let me see if they'll give me a range.
Yeah, a range. That's what I meant.
Yeah. I'm looking at November. That's what they keep giving me. I keep seeing turkeys. So it's going to be around November when the fall comes. And the reason why is because I think this pandemic has to be over, because this person and you are going to be very adventurous together, and you guys are going to want to go and do a bunch of stuff together. So they're saying, you know what, we're going to wait because you have so much energy. You won't do well dating in a pandemic, because you tend to have a lot of energy and need to get out there and do adventures.
That makes sense. That makes complete sense. And it's interesting you said adventure, because none of the guys that have been dating or the whatever, they're like homebodies. So this is interesting that you said that. Very interesting.
Yeah.
Well,
it will be someone that you've never, I mean, this is going to be, because we all think we have a type. We all think, well, I'm attracted to this. No, you don't know what you're attracted to, because honestly, your higher self knows the desires that you have. And so if we erase our human expectation of what they physically look like, what they do for work, how much money they make,
yeah,
what kind of car they drive, it's your higher self driving you to the desire that you have.
That's
and
right.
What you think,
that's right,
you know,
that's absolutely
what
right.
You think consciously is what you want is definitely not what your higher self knows that you need. And this is going to be just kind of an out of the blue thing, and you're going to be like, holy cow, he's different from everybody, and I really like that. Like, he's really unique, and that really works for me. We just mesh, and we get each other, and it's going to be very easy, because I don't think your other relationships were very easy. Like, you almost had to force yourself in past relationships and try to be like, well, I have to look for the thing that I like. And this guy is going to be, you're not going to have to do that. You're just going to be like, oh my gosh, this guy is just great. I like everything about him. There's nothing I don't. So you won't have to try.
It's interesting that you said that, because I told universe, I am no longer being people's mommies. Even like my girlfriend, I always attract, because the light in me, I'm always attracting these figuratively broken people. And I'm like a counselor in all my relationships. And I'm tired. I'm exhausted. I'm like, please go to the – I'm not a therapist. Go.
You are nobody's fixer. That's right. The only person's happiness you're responsible for is yours.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. So thank you so much. This was great. This is wonderful.
Yes.
Thank you, Amala.
Thank you. I'm so excited for you, and I cannot wait to hear some follow-up, and I want a wedding invitation. That's all I'm saying.
Oh,
that's what I was thinking. When are we ever going to be invited?
Absolutely. No, I'm serious. I know my next man is the one. It's like, that is it. I am, yeah. I know it.
You do.
You know it.
Yeah. You know it, not only consciously, but you know it subconsciously. So, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
In every way, she knows it. Marie, I'm so glad you were able to talk to Amala. She calls. She's always there for our show. And I love her energy, too. She's amazing.
Thank you.
Have fun with the new man coming to you. I'm so excited for you.
I am, too. And, you know, like a text light, I have fun on your show. You guys are just a bunch of pals, and I just can just, if you guys were near, I would just have some tea with you, you know, just hang out.
Well, have you connected with us? Have you connected on our social media so then we can get to know you better that way? Because I try to find my callers, and I'm like, I don't even know their last
name. I'm going to text Jonathan. I have his number. I'm going to ask for your social media contacts for sure.
Yeah.
I will definitely.
It's all Barbara Morton, Twitter and Instagram and Facebook, Barbara Moore. And so, yeah, I would love to. I would love to get to know you and a lot of our callers better. Yeah, awesome.
God
bless you, too.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Have a great night.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay. Now, our next caller is area code 551.
Hi, caller. You are on Life, Laughter, Happiness with Marie Scanlon, Life Coach. How are you today?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Good. Say hi to Maureen.
Hi, Maureen.
Hi. How are you? Happy Monday evening. I hope you had a wonderful day today. What's going on?
I did. I was just anticipating and waiting for to hear back from school because I've been applying to schools for the fall. So I've just been really, I don't want to say anxious, but just in suspense about where I'm going next. So I'm, like, excited and, like, anticipating.
Okay. Let me see what your spirit team says. I'm getting something medical in the medical field. You're going to have some challenges with the financials. Don't get frustrated. It's going to work out. Don't get frustrated with the process. Keep doing what you're doing, and you're going to definitely make it. If it's not fall, you're definitely going to make it to the winter session. Because with everything going on right now, no one has all their ducks in a row with registrations and financial stuff. So don't be frustrated. You're going to get in, but I'm seeing more winter than fall, okay?
Okay. Now, this is for law school, so they don't really have winter. They only have
Yeah. Oh, okay. Do you have? So what I'm? I don't know, honey. I'm seeing. They're giving a visual of a mountain with two paths. So one path is not working. So if you're doing something that's putting some kind of a resistance out there from getting it, then they want you to take that other path and to keep your mind open that there are other options. Okay? Because
okay.
I'm seeing there's be some, like, postponement, and I don't see, even though they only do fall, I'm seeing postponement in that they're going to push something back. So just know that you have other options, and your spirit team is saying, take the other option.
Okay.
But you're going to do this.
The other option is medical.
That's what I was. As soon as we talked about school, showed me nursing. They showed me medical, like coding or something to that effect. So they definitely. I saw medical for sure. So you're going to be successful. So I see it happening. I just don't see it. I see it being postponed. So I don't want you to be frustrated. They're basically encouraging you and saying, don't get frustrated. It's going to happen. Just follow the process. Just follow the process. And when other options are presented, take them. Okay?
Okay.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for your call.
Thank you.
Yes, I have heard it's very hard for some of the college students to just do this online because the teacher communication, hands-on teacher connection with the students is so much better. And that is a big concern. With the regular school, like elementary, junior high, high school, middle school, they're offering two different types of, more hands-on and then just purely complete just doing it at home online. But for college, I am hearing that they're not offering that. They're offering just online. And so
some people are just not going to this next year coming up because of that, because they aren't doing well that way. You've heard this too?
All I keep getting is just, you know, there's a lot of confusion. There's a lot of confusion, and we don't have a handle on anything right now, and that is okay. We don't have to have a handle on anything now. It's still, whatever this shit is for us to all just act and know that whatever happens will happen when it's ready, when the shift is over. And when it's done, it'll be just suddenly done. And it'll be like, okay, everything's good, back to normal. But when it comes to paperwork, finances, registrations, processes, all that, it's so overloaded that it's being pushed back.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, gosh. Well, we just wish the caller well. And like you said, it's all going to work out. And don't stress about it. It will. It's going to work out. You felt it. So it's going to, hopefully that will make her feel better about her dilemma. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Anything
going
through, as long as you stay in about it, you keep resistance from holding you back. So no matter how frustrating a situation, you just go, I'll meditate on it, or I'll stop thinking about it for now and I'll come back to it. So if you stay in that place, then you kind of open up those floodgates for yourself to just say, okay, it'll happen when it should.
Yeah. And you know, there was another technique that you were telling a caller to do, and I actually use that technique, and I have ever since I read it in a book. It was like a life coach self-help book. And it was that when something, you have a question about something, okay, I use it for eating. Do I want to taste that food? Is that feeling of the taste of that food greater than me looking in the mirror at a trim, thin physique or not? No, looking in the mirror, that's more powerful to me. That's the thing that I care about mostly, is the healthy, thin, trim look I see, more than the feeling of how good that dessert tasted. That's what I use constantly, and it totally works.
I love that, the greater than less than technique, which, you know,
Mine
is to follow your emotions. We've been told not to follow our emotions, but to follow our head, and that's so wrong. We have to follow our emotions. If it feels good, then I'm doing it. And if you want to have that bowl of ice cream, don't feel bad about it. If I'm going to have that bowl of ice cream, I'm going to feel good about it. I'm not going to feel guilty about it later. But like you said, if I'm going to get that bowl of ice cream and I feel bad about it, I'm all regretting that I'm put on a pound or two, then don't eat the ice cream, because it doesn't feel good. You're going to feel guilty in yourself. So what are your emotions?
Mm-hmm.
That's really the way of living. Follow what feels good,
because your emotions are so powerful, then make them work for you.
That's right. And it tells
control
you what's going on inside.
Yes. I love all of this. I love what you do. I love the self-help. I love the life coaching. I think a lot of people can benefit from this, especially from you personally. I love your energy, and you're so upbeat. And we've had you on many times, and you are always the same way. And I love it. So I hope that a lot of our callers look you up on your, life coach, your website. I wrote it down.
Yes. You did.
Life
you
coach
got
Marie.
It. LifeCoachMarie.com. Yay.
Yeah. I hope that they follow up and book some sessions with. I think you're amazing.
Thank you. I just so appreciate that. And it's, you know, when it's your life's work and it's your passion and your purpose, it's not work. It's just fun. I don't say I have to do this. I get to do this. That's what I love about it. I get to be in people's lives. I get the honor of sharing their feelings, and I get to help them see how amazing they are. I mean, what a greater gift is that? I'm the lucky one to be here and doing this with people. It just brings me so much joy.
Oh, yes. And I looked at your Facebook page, too, and you have a very joyous home. It looks like you have a wonderful, loving daughter and a great, beautiful life. So that is amazing.
I do, and it looks so, it's amazing when you realize you have a choice to create the life that you want versus accepting that I have no choices. And I tell you, if anyone out there has been in those places, in those dark places, I've been there, not always in this way, but learning that I needed all of those experiences to get to this place of creating the life I wanted, that's life coaching. That's mindfulness. That's what life is striving to get to that point where you know you have the ability to give yourself the happiness that you want and deserve.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Well, I love it. This has been a fabulous hour with you and the callers. I've really thoroughly enjoyed it. How about you, Johnny?
Pretty great. I mean, you know, yeah. I love her energy. I really do.
I've always loved her energy so much. And so that's good. So we got callers, and that was wonderful. We helped people. Is there anybody else, Johnny?
No, that's it.
Yay.
I kind of thought that.
I love
that.
You guys.
Quiet. Oh.
I know. I feel so bad.
Great.
Like, sorry, John, like, manipulated that whole conversation. But, no, it was so much fun, and I enjoy you guys. You guys are the one cast where I will never not make time to do because I enjoy it so much. You guys, it's a gift for me. So I'm grateful to you, Jonathan, and you, Barb. Thank you guys for just being a part of my world.
Thank you.
You're welcome. The same goes for you, too. I got excited when Johnny said he booked you again. You're amazing.
Oh.
And I love the details. Oh, my gosh. I get chills too because I know, and I know what chills mean. When you get those chills through your body, that is confirmation. So you really rely on that a lot. I've heard you after the callers, you were like, yep, I'm getting chills. It's confirmation. And so you strongly believe that the chills are confirming what you're saying, right?
You know, and the interesting thing about mediumship and channeling is that you have to ask spirits to meet you at the energy that you receive. So a lot of times I have to say, you've got to let me know. And they know that the full body chills is my thing. And it's literally head to toe. When I say full body chills, means the spirit team is like, yep, good, Maureen, keep going. You're doing good. You're literally moving through to the person I'm talking to. And can I just add this, that the conversation before was that I didn't know if I could do one caller after another, and I did it, and you guys helped me realize something about myself that I said I couldn't do it, and I shouldn't have said I couldn't do it, because I did it, and now I have a belief that I can do it. So thank you for that.
Actually,
yes, and the way that it
caller.
Happened. Oh, hold on. Okay, great. But the way that it happened was, like, you didn't feel pressure, too, because I think that if you think of it, like, the big picture, like, oh, call after call after call, like, that is, like, an overwhelming thought. Like, oh, my gosh, I have a lot I'm thinking about here and focusing, and a lot's coming into the conversation, which are the spirits. And so that thought, I can imagine, could be quite overwhelming. But the way we did it, it seemed like we just eased into each one kind of slowly.
You're right. I just discovered the thought of doing it was scarier than doing it when I just honed in on the energy. And as the callers are speaking, I'm writing all their details down. I'm writing down where they're from.
No.
I'm writing down what their name is and all the questions and everything that they have. So that's cool. I was able to hone in on their energy, and then their spirit team connected us. So that was super cool.
Great.
Do you want me to put this person through?
Yes, please.
This person waiting through. Okay.
Yes,
area code
please.
541.
Hi, caller. You're our last caller with Maureen Scanlon, life coach. How are you tonight?
Hello. Thank you very much. I just called in last minute. My name is Gail, and I have a question. I was trying to sell my car to somebody, and I told him it was 15, and he interpreted that as 1500, and I didn't realize it. He gave me 1500, and I wanted 15,000 for it, and I didn't realize it until today when I was writing out a deposit slip to ask him to deposit the money into my bank account. And I signed the title, but he is going to the DMV tomorrow to put it in his name. And I can't get another car for myself for $1,500.
Oh, no.
Is he returning? Is he returning your phone calls?
I haven't talked to him yet. I just saw that he had texted me. He was planning on coming over today and water my plants, and he just texted maybe half an hour ago that I just saw that he was working in his yard. It's hot. He'll come by tomorrow. But I want to make sure he comes by before he goes to the DMV.
so I'm hoping that he's going to undo this with
me, because, I'm on pain meds, and I'm not great with numbers, and I gave him a figure, but he interpreted one way, and I meds another. And when he gave me $15, $100 bills, he had me count them, my brain just didn't connect. That extra zero, I didn't catch it until I put the extra zero in it on my deposit slip. I was like, wait a minute, something's wrong here.
I'm glad you have contact with him, and you'll have to get that corrected for sure. And you signed over the title to him, right?
I sold the title yesterday, but I don't think he signed it yet. He may have, but okay. I don't know if he signed it. But he didn't give it to the DMV yet.
Okay. Well, don't hesitate. Don't take any more time. Like, you have to move on this immediately and say, there was a really big mistake, and I did not realize that you thought 1500, I meant 15,000, and we've got to correct it.
Yeah, I don't know if he'll want to still buy the car or not. Probably not. That's a big difference. But that was a steal of a deal. It's a Hyundai Santa Fe that I bought with 16,000 miles on it in 2011. It's a 2010, but it has less than 37,000 miles on it. I didn't drive it because I'm disabled. So the car is worth every penny of the 15,000.
You know what, Gail? It's either going to come out in your favor when you deal with it and talk to the person, or it's going to be a very big lesson. Hard to say which. It's just speak your truth and just say, hey, I made a big mistake. And hopefully the person is compassionate and says, oh, yeah, we must have misunderstood, and it'll give you the car back.
Okay. Yeah, he's got a little bit of, juice into cleaning it up and everything, and I feel bad, because I didn't realize. I was really surprised when because I told him I was trying to sell it, and he told me at first that there was a mother and daughter that he thought might be interested, and he'd probably have to loan them the money to get it. And then the next day he came by and he said, do you still want to sell your car? And I said, yeah, do you know anybody? He goes, me. And I'm like, oh, okay, it was just major miscommunication.
Take care of it right away. Don't procrastinate.
I texted him and I said, I need to talk to you,
Speak your truth. If it ends up being a lesson, then just say, okay, well, it was a lesson. But, hopefully you'll get it all straightened out. So thank you so much for calling. Yeah. I hope you have a great night.
Well, thanks. I need a car. Like I said, I'm disabled, and that car I couldn't get into. That's the only reason I was selling it. I need some transportation. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you.
Reach out. You betcha. Have a great one.
Okay. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
Okay. I hope that works out okay for her.
Yeah. Hmm. Oh, that's terrible when that happens. Oh, my gosh. Poor thing.
I know. Well, it sounds like if he's going to come over and water plants, that maybe they're not such strangers and it will be okay.
Exactly. It's not someone that's going to take the car and run and not have any. Yeah, at least they know each other. They're familiar. So we'll send good vibes to her that it all worked out for her.
Yes, we will. Okay, awesome. Wow, that was a great day. That was a great show. Wonderful, wonderful readings. Very interesting to watch happen. Yeah, I really enjoyed that. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Hey, Johnny, do we have marine? We have marine booked for anything in the future, Johnny?
No, but you know, being able to do something on the channel.
Well, you know what I was thinking? Like another talk. Wait, next time I would like to. I want to ask about my spirit guides. You know, I mean, sometimes I'd like to, you know, get a reading myself. You know.
Oh my
gosh!
Maybe
next
time
you could do that. What?
You know what, Barb? I want to take a line with you and do your own and do like a more lengthy one with you. Would you want to do that?
Yes.
Do you want to do it on the channel?
Yeah. What's that?
Sure.
I'd rather do it like, I'd like to do it for you and then you can come on the podcast and talk about your experience or see what you felt or, you know what I mean, anything that you felt was validated or.
So you want to do it in private, and then I talk about it later.
You because it takes a little more time, and I can be more in tune to it, so I'd rather spend that time with you.
I'd rather just, like, take some deep breaths, concentrate, like, write down some things that are really important to me that I want to go over with you, and, not right now or not. She doesn't want to do it on the show, Johnny, but maybe we can have her come on the TV channel. And
that's what I meant.
In the future.
No, I said.
In the future, she doesn't want to, though.
Oh, I didn't know you had a TV channel. I would love to do that with you.
Okay.
But I don't want to do the reading. I'd rather do the reading offline and give you more of a detailed reading.
That's nice of you. Okay, but let's tell you about our show. And so the listeners will be reminded as well. We have a new TV show called Life, Laughter, Happiness, Learn, and it's on Roku under educational, the category of education. So that's why we call it Life, Laughter, Happiness, Learn. So we have had we've done a few episodes, yes, and it's so exciting because they see us, Maureen. It's not a podcast. So the platform where they can actually see us, and then we have our callers can be seen as well. And that's fun because we've done radio for so long, sometimes they don't know what we look like.
Now, let me ask you this, Maureen. Do you have Roku?
I don't. You had asked me that. I'm like, no, I have no idea what that is.
It's a streaming.
Well, that's
where
this is.
It's streaming where you stream. You can stream your Apple TV, your Amazon Prime, your YouTube. Anything that you want to stream, that's what that does. Hulu.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I am so technology challenged. So I'm going to look into that, and I will look into getting that.
Well, you should get it, but you don't have to have it to actually do the TV show. You can get it when it's convenient for you. She doesn't have to do our show, Johnny, does she?
No, she doesn't. In order to be on it, got to watch it. Yeah, you do Roku, but not to be on it.
Well, to watch it, then you can do it at a friend's until you get it or, you know, look into
That's
it.
That's fun.
But, you know,
yeah.
I don't know what you use now, but, you know, it's a streaming thing. It's $29. You can get it on anywhere, and it's like a little box. You plug it in, and there, boom, you're streaming. So I just got it. It's called Roku Express. You can plug it into any TV. But you know what? I loved it so much, Maureen, that I went out and bought a huge TV with a built-in 55-inch television screen with Roku built-in to it. and that's going up Thursday on my wall. And so Roku's amazing. I really love it. I really do.
Wow.
Once you go on their website and check it out, you will see it's cool. And they have a lot to watch, and then you can stream anything that you have through it.
Nice. I love that because I know I have Hulu on my laptop that my daughter showed me, and I love that now. So, okay, I'll look into that. Well, I definitely will be in touch with you guys, and I definitely want to stay, you know, connected with you guys. So anytime you want me to come on and we want to have a conversation, and Barb, I'm going to DM you, and we're going to get together with to do your reading. But thank
yes.
you guys so much.
And I will watch for your message so we can schedule that, because I really appreciate it and want to do it for sure. So everybody,
yes.
thank you so much. And we thank Maureen Scanlon so much for coming on. Don't forget to connect with her at lifecoachmaureen.com, her website, and visit us on our Life, Laughter, Happiness Twitter, YouTube channel. And please subscribe while you're there. You can listen to this show and find all of our other shows right there on YouTube and Facebook, Instagram. And we have a website too, lifelaughterhappiness.com. So you know how to find us. You know how to find Maureen. And we thank you so much for listening and all the callers for calling in.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night,
Maureen. Good night, Johnny. Good night, Johnny.
Good night.